quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours.
Hey, find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, spots are unleashed
when
today.
When the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and men, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you're doing that and that you've decided to do that do with me right out of the gate. Let me say to you all, I'm so happy that I'm a man that doesn't sweetheart and that kind of stuff because, you know, Aaron Green likes to announce my arrival in the studio. So it's a good thing I ain't telling people I've been here from 9 o'clock this morning. Other than that, my shipment would be bus, right? So good that I am a man that walks circumspectly in accordance to God's holy word, and I only lean on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, because he never failed me yet. And so thank you very much, Aaron, for letting people know exactly when I walk in the studio, you know, like anything else. But outside of that, I want to also do a little bit of housekeeping. Miss Esther Brown is back in the Commonwealth. She is a wonderful friend of mine. I'm so happy to have her back. I'm so delighted that she's finally here after such a long time away. And so to Miss Esther Brown, I just want to say hello to you this morning. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. And again, welcome back home. All right. Also, I promised you all yesterday that I would talk about it today. Let me put my position out there right out the gate. They should have shot him. We're all comfortable with that? Great, let me say it again. That is what the outcome should have been. He should have been shot. I wanted to whet your spirit so that you hear it. Now let me give you my reason, right? Government House happens to be one of the primary pieces of real estate guarded by the military force in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That piece of property is one of the most guarded places, or supposed to be one of the most guarded places in this Commonwealth. Let us not be confused that the safety and security of the Governor General rests with his ADC, who is a police officer, and the police officers that move him. However, the security of the ground at Government House belongs to Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Now, I will admit, many a year, there has been the common practice parading Government House. Some of them actually come over the gate where Christopher Columbus actually advised, or was advised in the past, that they kind of left it that way so this could access it and take pictures with the statue. All right. Now, in the normal, in the zone of Government House, what would happen is that there would be a sentry posted in the sentry booth beside the statue. If you ever went to Government House, right where they do the changing of the guard, there is an actual sentry. They leave a guard there armed with a rifle and a bayonet. All right. Outside of him, there is an additional sentry posted at the entranceway of Government House where the guard hides. Those two men would have been in clear view of the statue on a normal day. I am also advised that Government House is a full deviation site. Now, I've seen the minister's position, and I want to say that the minister sounds as though he's still trying to be defense counsel. He sounds a bit vacuous and, what is the other word I'm looking for? And evasive. If you were to ask commanders like Clifford Scavala, you would find that what happened over the weekend amounts to nothing more than slacking off, and as we would colloquially call it in the organization that I love so much and was once a part of, outright lollygagging. That's what happened. All right? And what should have happened, I hear the whole mental issue. I hear the whole national hero thingamajiggy, whatever. If you challenge the institution, I'm not saying that people aren't supposed to challenge it, but whenever a challenge to the institution is had, the institution responds in the way that it is instructed to do so, and that is with force. And since we have still not legislated non-lethal force in the carriage of the duties of those men, anybody breaching security, wielding a deadly force, i.e. a mallet, ought to be challenged with deadly force. Consequently, that should have resulted in a shot. And it's as simple as that. I mean, you feel however you want about it. If your son jump over the gate with a bulletproof vest on, it means he doesn't intend to be captured. It means that he has contemplated being shot and has tried to take in the necessary steps to mitigate his being shot. The fact that he is taught about the security threat at that level makes him somebody that has conspirated to do so. The response to this ought to have been a level 6 attack. And it is that simple in my mind when I think about it. Say what you want about Columbus. All right. Here's what else is also interesting. We are getting all hot and bothered as if it was the government of the Bahamas that put the statue there. It's not the government of the Bahamas. It's been there 200 and something years now. 1832, I think it is. And it's actually been put there by a governor who lived there. Governors and people that are state leaders get trinkets all the time. I imagine he took everything else in the suitcase. Columbus just couldn't fit in his suitcase. What you do not do, and I want to cry foul because I heard Father Sebastian Campbell last evening, good morning, Father, saying that we have reached a boiling point. What I find laughable in the Bahamas is, as I drive around this island, I look at those of you that have made it to positions of prominence. And inside many of the yards that you own, there are statues of men and women that I cannot identify. How then are we sure none of those men and women aren't pedophiles or murderers or people that pillaged or people that plundered poor societies? And I know that the argument is going to be Christopher Columbus left some people in Hispaniola when his ship ran aground, the Santa Maria, I think it was, and that the Arawaks, when he came back, he met all those men dead, and so he went on a killing rampage and killed many Arawaks. But how do I know the little naked man with the apple in his mouth in your yard isn't one of Christopher Columbus's closest and ardent, most ardent supporters? And would you appreciate if I jump over your wall to break down your little statue, man, that I can't account for? You see, nonsense has to be contextualized. And I don't get it when you say to me that people have reached a boiling point. And when they reach a boiling point, they act. And I also say that I don't think people like Latrey Ramming and any of them, including Glenys Hannah Martin, ought to leave this instance with clean hands, because it is you all, the voices of you all, that have incited this boiling point that the father speaks about. And you all have planted it into the minds of men with less resolve. What you ought to have done, if it mattered that much to you, was see it to its finality. And if you, the men with resolve, had actually seen this thing to its finality, Christopher Columbus's statue would have been, by executive order or otherwise, removed from its resting place and, in the words of Bishop Simeon Hall, possibly mounted at the grounds of Fox Hill Prison. The statue has done nothing. And it is not as though we keep it as some memorabilia of some sort. It is literally a tourist attraction, which again, I argue, cries foul on the Bahamian people and its government that we haven't built a product bigger than that of colonial statues that people want to come and take a look at. It isn't the Columbus's fault that when you go to places like Jamaica, you go for the curry chicken and the Jamaican gals, but when you come to the Bahamas, you come to see the Queen's Staircase and a picture of and take a picture beside the 7-foot statue of Columbus. And when Bahamians had the opportunity, and I do have a guest, we're getting to him right now, when Bahamians had the opportunity to memorialize its own. All right, because I know you will say, well, we were poor and a developing nation when we made the bust of Sir Milo. But then explain to me the 4'11" statue of Sir Lyndon Pinlan that we made and then tucked away in the bush at the airport. If I gave away a prize right now to anybody that wasn't a taxi driver, 80% of you couldn't tell me where on God's earth the statue of Sir Lyndon Pinlan is. We hid it under the bushel like the little light. And then we get mad at the people that have institutionalized the world and say that they have brainwashed us, and that anybody that doesn't outrightly and overtly cuss the European people out are somehow brainwashed Negroes. I don't get it. And so I maintain they should have shot him. We would be having a far different conversation today. I also would like to go further, though, and say that the command of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force has absolutely failed in this regard. There is no way that you lost a senior non-commissioned officer on the grounds of Government House shy 2 years ago. I don't care what is going on that ground. As long as that ground still fell under your remit, there should have been an adjustment of some sort. There should have been an amendment of some sort. There should have been some sort of amendment to the SOPs of some sort. There should have been an amendment in the security detail at Government House, whether the primary unit was there or not. There is absolutely no way that the security ought to still have been as relaxed as it is. And I know they're going to say, but there were people that were there that were on roving patrol. Well, obviously that roving patrol has had a collapse in it and it was insufficient. Obviously there needed to be some monitoring of the grounds that was outside of the scope of a lone soldier's ability to walk 4 acres of land. And to the people that said, oh, well, he jumped over the fence to break down colonialism. Well, the house itself is a colonial replica. What if he had burnt it to the ground? Would we be having all of the hakikis now? It's nonsense to suggest such a thing. We live in a civil society where laws and good order governs this place. And if anybody cannot understand what it means to live in an ordered society, I pray he jump over your wall next and break down the statues in your yard. That's what I want to happen to you. And I want to let you know, I'm going to tell you that the will of God has been done for your life when it does. We have failed. We, all of us, have failed. The entire senior command of the Defense Force ought to be slapped about in this regard. Every member of that watch ought to be slapped about in this regard. And it is funny to me that the commander of the Defense Force says that he's only just taken carriage of the thing done by the former Commodore and his allies with regards to the security threats at Government House. That organization has trained men in the art of infantry and infiltration. There are among this population green berets walking about, men that have been trained in the art of moving undetected. Did we ever ask them how to prevent this kind of a thing? Or did the life of Percival Popal not matter? And we are just running a Mickey Mouse operation and we could kind of pack this whole thing up. Is that where we are? And then, laughably, we relieve the guard of their duties to go and do what? Are they on half pay now? Or did we just put them in stores. Because apparently that's where we put the last guard, away from sentry duties. It's nonsense. If you fail in your duties as a sentry, there is no way you ought to be given an easier billet to collect the same salary. Negative. Some people ought to have been sent home. In the last invasion, all of them ought to have been sent home. And in this invasion, you lick them up. And if you find someone culpably enough wanting, you send them home. Sentry duties are not to be taken lightly. It is simple as that. And can we all say that as man, we sometimes suffer fatigue? Absolutely. And when you do, and we get wind of it, or you are caught, or there is some sort of breach to the security, we lick you up. And if it is necessary, we send you home. Because in the words of Lieutenant Commander Edison Rule, retired and now deceased, if MM, we let you get away with MM this today, MM tomorrow, you go buy a non-government house. And if MM, no one don't stop you then, MM soon directly, you go MM come and burn down my house. Oh, and I'm shooting you. I'm telling you that now. They should have shot him. Anyway, that's where I am on it. I have with me my good friend and brother, Chef Simeon Hall. Chef, he's on the hard line. Chef, are you still there? Good morning.
I am.
I had quite a bit of a mouthful this morning.
Yeah, you are.
I know you feel slightly differently about it, but I don't know what's going on around this place, Chef. I see people applauding Michael the Archangel, right? Who then goes before the court and wants to enter a guilty plea. And if you listen to the news, whose mummy then pleads on his behalf that he's been having challenges for a while. And I don't know if that is enough.
Mm.
I don't know that it is enough for somebody who seems to be well and well able in body to scale a fence with a mallet and and swing it at a statue for about 10 minutes.
Right.
I don't know if it is enough for that man who found himself a bulletproof vest. And if all accounts are correct, he lives South Beach and travels 7 miles to come and cause damage to public property. I don't know if I am prepared to believe that that man is out of his head.
Okay, so here's my thing, though, because you said a mouthful and you said some points that I agree with and you said some things I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely understand and agree with you in terms of the lawlessness and the lawfulness that should have been carried out. We understand that. I don't think anybody with two GC
mm-hmm.
or one BJC would fight you on that. But then there's also some sort of understanding that, again, this gentleman, from what I saw and the accounts that I got afterwards, he immediately surrendered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to have shot him is definitely a little bit too harsh, I believe.
Mm.
To approach and carry out duties, yes. There definitely needs to be some inspection of the security protocols at Government House.
Mm-hmm.
110% right. I used to live in Grenada, and in Grenada, they killed and assassinated their prime minister in 1984, I believe, or somewhere mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, somewhere
and
around
to this day, he has about 8 guards around him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't letting up. That happened years and years ago. Probably it'll never happen again. But the protocols in place are such that he is guarded at that level.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there was definitely some breach in what should have happened. However, Levon, let's also look at what was the symbolism of what happened on this day. This day was, like you said earlier, we all are at fault. The whole Bahamas is at fault because we never did anything about it. Question is, my question to you is, we changed the holiday from Columbus Day to National Heroes Day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody thought about moving the statue then?
No, only when it became political. And so now you understand my point. My point is, the people like the Latre Ramings, like the Glenis Hannah Martins, that have incited this fire. See, you know, Chef, I tell people all the time, the difference between men like you, me, and Pookie from True My Corner is Pookie don't have the resolve. When you decide to do something to me, right? Let me tell you, I tell people all the time, I pray to get into bar fights. Let me tell you why. Because I'm not going to fight you back. I'm going to take a wonderful, detailed description of exactly what you were wearing. I'm going to get in the backseat of a police car. We are going to find you. I am going to press every single possible charge on the book there is against you. I go watch your ma and your grammy come to court every Wednesday crying, and I come and dress in a three-piece suit just in case the news people are there to take good pictures of me. I intend to deprivate your life with hardship and struggle. That is my payback for you as a man with resolve. Pookie, on the other hand, Pookie going to go get he 9-iron, and when he come back, he plan to air the whole place out.
So when
you incite people to the level that they want to act, Chef,
right.
I think reasonably responsible people, you remember they had the whole hullabaloo about the black angel and, I mean, the white angel and the black Satan and the pin and the blah, blah, blah. And then they turn around and still give the ding to Marceline Dal Regis, and our governor generals all still wear it. It's funny to me that people then incited that kind of frustration in the minds of people with less education and less resolve, and then decide that they wish to distance themselves or take no credit for when that thing reaches what Sebastian Campbell, father, of course, deems the boiling point. Well, who turned the stove on?
Right. But let me ask you this question. Let's compartmentalize this now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what your belief is or whomever's belief is in terms of the destruction of the symbolism of the destruction of the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I think what Father was saying was that it shows that people no longer can just be fed information based on, we can tell you all these things and you have to believe it.
I don't disagree.
That's what I think it is.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, Chef. But here is where I take my argument, right? My argument comes from this very one position. For whatever you believe about Columbus, for whatever you believe about the story of Columbus, the statue of Columbus sits on holy ground.
Right.
You ought never challenge the institution.
Why not?
You ought never, no, hold on, hold on, you are correct. And in the instances where you decide to challenge the institution, the institution ought to respond with such force that you never reconsider it. That is the thing that makes forces forces. Are you telling me that there aren't some members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because I'm not going to say Defense Force, that you couldn't take on in a hand-to-hand combat situation? Absolutely. But even the most slouchful, disgraceful-looking, out-of-shape member of that organization, while adorned in his uniform, you will not take on in hand-to-hand combat. I don't care how you feel about it. It is because you understand that to challenge him awakens 1,500 of them.
Right.
And they all won't look like him. And some of them will shoot very well.
But I understand that.
And so you ought never challenge it.
But there's also, in your understanding, and you being a former officer yourself, there's also training.
Mm-hmm.
Training also dictates that if you could take a man down without force, without deadly force, then do it. It also brings to something that I've said for years, and something that I think we also need to look at. Our officers need non-deadly force as well.
And that is an argument that we need to have and have been trying to have for as long as I've been around, right?
You can't just shoot somebody. I mean, come on.
But in the instance of Saturday's happenings, right, the man presented deadly force.
Anybody could present deadly force. I have a gun in my hand, but I'm willing to put it down.
Yeah,
what if your training... What separates you from the civilian is training.
Correct.
So your training should be so that you can investigate the level of threat. If the level of threat is so that homeboy was can come at you with the hammer, then okay, you know, that's a different discussion. But if I'm pointing a weapon at him, he say, hey, I give up, I ain't want no problem, I putting everything down, then you put everything down.
And you and I will agree on that.
Like he was prepared to do both. He had on a vest, so if you shoot him, he was a little prepared. Mentally, probably, even, he was a little prepared. But then he was also prepared to surrender. Because he didn't break down the whole statue. And how did
I think he just ran out of, he ran out of breath. That's the only reason he didn't break that whole thing.
No, he was dancing, and he was talking, and he was doing all that.
He was trying to get your breath, chef. What happened was he didn't realize that statue was in no joke. So he ran at it with a mallet.
He could have bring down that statue. But let's stay on topic now. The topic that I want us to discuss is, what does that mean to the Bahamian people? The Bahamian people now want, more than ever, with all the happening globally, the Bahamian people now want our leaders to now look at what it is that we want to see happen. Things like Columbus in Cambia celebrated, or more so over-celebrated than our local heroes, et cetera, et cetera. Like you said it well. Ain't much people know about that little miniature statue in the bush.
No. No.
But everybody know where Columbus is.
And it's because they made Columbus 12 foot tall to begin with. And put his hand in Nkimba. It's still Nkimba.
Those are the kind of things we can't or we shouldn't just highlight the breach in security protocol. Let's not just focus on that. Let's check that. Check that in the box.
Okay.
We don't even have to discuss that no more. I think everybody understands that there should be some actions taken all around on that.
Yes.
Anybody who disagrees with that, I don't even know how they can argue that. We also need to check the box that we don't need no more Columbus. We take Columbus off of the money. We take Columbus off of the holiday. We should have taken Columbus statue down. We also now need to look at how we learn and train our kids in terms of school. What are they teaching them in terms of Columbus in school? Are they teaching them both sides of the story? Are we actually going into detail to talk about the pros and the cons? Because now that is something that we need to look at. All these are things that I hope intelligent people now get out of a situation like that. Because it's very symbolic. It's totally symbolic.
Here's the thing for me, right, Chef? And this is the one thing I don't really ever understand, right? I have no difficulty with the... If you're calling my text line, that makes no sense. I'm never going to answer that. Do not call the text line. But I get it. So Bahamians have found this new fascination with hating the European, I guess, culture or side of the world, right? I'm not really sure where did it come from, but... But, I mean, even if you say, okay, fine, let us not celebrate these people, right? We have to consider that all of these things have a value, which is how the law would see them. You do not just get to destroy value.
Now, mind you, remember what I just said.
No, I agree that there needs to be education.
Celebrate them more than our local hero.
Right, but the point I wanted to go to with that is it the fault of the Europeans that they find great need or desire to or value in memorializing human beings, while here in the Bahamas we just built statue with a flamingo, the rooster, I don't even know what kind of shell that is on Harrell Road. I'm even sure what kind of shell it is.
But listen, don't forget now. Let's also keep it in context. Columbus ain't built that statue.
I agree. But so I'm saying to you,
like you could go and say, Columbus, you build this statue and we come to kill you.
Precisely. But
what
someone...
What we're saying is, as the mind grows, as you understand and learn, as you progress as an individual, a community, and a nation, you should be making changes. You could still use a regular analog phone, you know.
Yeah.
For sure. If you want to, they work perfectly well.
Yeah.
But everybody have a phone which could do all these different things in it now. Shouldn't that be the same thing with social issues, educational issues, financial issues, etc.? You can't just stay in that world just because it is.
But Jeff, while we must do our part to re-educate, I don't know if this whitewashing that people are calling for is necessarily the right way. I don't know if it is right to destroy everything that has ever existed, right? Because you have had an awakening. The world exists because someone has caused it to exist, right?
Yes. And
those contributions you cannot just put white out over those contributions.
110%. And again, I think the rational argument is, let's make sure that we prioritize and understand these things at the level at which they should be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason, you said it well, there's no reason that we should celebrate on a prime piece of property, as you call it, holy ground,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Columbus and all his pros and cons, and then we put Sir Lyndon inside the bush.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So,
But we did that to ourselves. The Europeans didn't do that to us. We thought that we should make a 300-pound man a bus. We did that to ourselves.
Yeah, but that all stems from that same mindset that we've all had over the years.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Chef, and I will tell you why. 100%. Because in the absence of the racism that existed in this country in the 40s and the 50s, when black people got power in the 60s, we simply drew a line through racism and replaced it with colorism and classism. I don't understand how that was any different. We did this to ourselves. And if you look at the opening of Parliament the other day, I could tell from the size of the feet of many of the women that was there that we are all from the same clan. All us is a bunch of big hard-foot people from off of East Street. So I don't understand how as soon as you move out east or out west, you are now somehow more grandeur than I am. How? We have done this to ourselves.
Yes, but you also have to go to the root of why it has been done to us or why we continue to do it to ourselves. You can't minimalize that neither. Because if I put your hand over fire every day when you was a little boy, try to get you to put your hand near fire when you was a grown man. Ain't that nothing? So you can't just say, oh, now you go up, now you should know fire don't burn you like that. But that is the effect that happens to these things as we go through life.
Here's what you're saying to me, that as a consequence of us having suppression and oppression visited upon us, when we were in the position that no one could any longer suppress us, we turned around and thought that it was comfortably okay to oppress and suppress those that look like us. That doesn't make sense
to me.
How?
In that sense, that's how it is.
Why did I make you a victim of the same victimology I suffered?
Let me give you something really, really quick. This is a scientific fact.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody right on your station spoke about it a couple of days ago. There's a test years ago that kind of trumps the black crab syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It trumps the black crab syndrome. They put a few monkeys in a cage,
mm-hmm.
and they put a banana to the top of the cage. And every time the monkeys went to go get the banana, they spray them with water.
Mm-hmm.
So they would move away from the banana. So what ended up happening was any monkey that was trying to go up to the banana, the other monkey would pull them back.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually what did they do? They started to take the original monkeys out of the cage altogether. And you know what happened? Learned behavior.
Mm.
So they continued to the point where they had no more of the original monkeys in the cage. Not one single one. And you know what the monkeys continued to do?
Pull each other away from the banana.
And they even stopped spraying them with water. Learned behavior. That is not something that you can just pass off and say, oh, you're supposed to grow it or that. We don't grow it or everything. So there are some effects. There are some things that we need to address.
Mm-hmm.
There are some symbols that we need to remove so that we could continue to grow in this country. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact.
Mm.
So you cannot or should not say that that does not mean as much as it means to the average person. And you said it, you keep bringing up all the great points. Another great point is, why is it that the Bahamas is a point where you're going to go take a picture by a Columbus statue?
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. That don't make no sense. Again, that should be that they taking a picture by Sir Lyndon and the rest of them boys.
But Sir Lyndon only 4'11" and he in the bush. The tourists can't even find that.
But again, here comes now for us as a country, as a community, and as an individual to right wrong. Mm. Just because you're doing wrong for 30 years don't mean you should do it for 31 more.
Chef, I got to go to a break. Listen, my position stands firm. I think the Commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force and his executive team ought to be licked around in this instance. Why? Because y'all had a whole report prepared by another Commodore and couple police. And y'all still ain't figured out how fellas getting in the government house. And then y'all let the last Commodore go get a new job after the voice breach at government house. And so, I mean, I ain't sure if this still a military we trying to run. If this a, you know, Mickey Mouse show we running, the state at government house, the bikini state, you all know what that means. It ought never not be at amber, particularly since the death of Purport. Matter of fact, it should be at red. Because that is the level of the security threat on the ground. The fact that someone has breached holy ground mean that we ought to have had our security forces at an all-time, put a man with a GPMG on his belly at the high point if you have to. But never again let it be said that somebody walked onto this ground and caused chaos in this holy place. That is the thing we are charged with, Sentry. You are to stand here and stay here until you are properly relieved. That is what we are charged with. Sentry duties are not to be taken lightly. Anyway, I'm going to the break. Don't move. It's Levin Miller. I'm on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've got more show after this.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock the 242. The count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below. Knock it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleash today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleash today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. It's Levin Miller, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you are calling 422-4796, you must be working for the devil. I don't know why you would call me on that number. Text me on 422-4796. I want you all to hear a voice note from the Commander of Defense Force, Dr. Raymond King, Commodore of the Defense Force, I guess after Saturday's incident with the Columbus statue. And I guess you all could tell me what you think. Play the clip for me, Ali, please.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Commodore King, Royal Bahamas Defense Force. It's with regret that I stand here at Mount Fritz William with members of my executive team examining the extent of damage here at the Christopher Columbus statue. And I've only just recently received the report for the death of Christopher Purport and the deficiencies that would have been alluded to by the committee with the view of correcting those deficiencies and the overall state of security and safety here at Government House. The watch has been relieved of its duties and an internal inquiry has started with a view to determining extent and scope and perceptibly unchallenged vandalism that was permitted to occur. And I wish not to preempt or to bias the inquiry, but to say the site is under active construction. It is a construction site. But the matter will be dealt with completely, thoroughly, and transparently. With those being held culpable for allowing this damage to occur, will be held accountable for what transpired here today.
And I don't know, Chef. You've listened to it. It's not enough for me. I know that there has been suggestions to the commander of the Defense Force to, one, have an infantry team look at Government House grounds. There are many of them among us that have retired that know the art of concealment and camouflage. They brought back a pilot, and I mean, sure, he was the former commander of the Defense Force, but literally his specialty is in infantry. And some retired police officers to take a look at Government House. It's almost as if, you know, it was give it to the good old boys and let them figure out something. And then the Commodore says, well, we've only just gotten a report into hand. The man's been dead 2 years. We're talking about the primary asset for piece of property in the country. I mean, and even if you hadn't gotten the report, did you walk the ground? Did you find out from your guard commanders? Where are your weak flanks? Did you? I actually know that there's also, you could go Google this. I want you to Google this if you're listening to me out there. The King Must Act. That is actually an article that I wrote. Where in there I actually state that, listen, y'all need to adjust the position of this guard room to make sure that the response of guards on the ground is more effective and efficient. Because the one that there is there now obviously no longer meets the need, etc., etc. But I regret to inform the Bahamian people that the king did not act. And I think that he has said that he wants to find who all was culpable. In this instance, the commander of the Defense Force himself may have to put himself on a charge.
Yeah. I just have one little quick side note, though, for you, Levon.
Mm-hmm.
When the police and the Defense Force given a statement, could they use a cipher or something? Why does it have to talk so complicated?
Well, it's...
why all y'all do that? You know, two assailants were saw breaching the fourth terrace. Come on, man. Talk so we could understand, man. He's not talking to his colleagues. He's talking to the general populace.
Agreed.
So they need to be able to... I understand. Let me say this now.
Well, he said, listen, let me put it in English for you.
Exactly.
Listen to me.
Exactly.
We know someone breaking here a couple years ago. I just get the report for that. I can look at that to see what the people them who put the report together say I need to do, and I go work on them things. All right?
Okay.
Now, as far as this thing happening here today where the boy jumped over the wall and broke Columbus up, I work in on that as well, because now I need to know how come this boy come in here with this thing and swing it so much time and you know and shoot him. I need to figure out what's happening with the fellas I leave here with the loaded guns, all right? And
okay.
As soon as I figure that out, I go find out if the gun them was working. Then I got to find out if the man them was working. And wherever I find something that wasn't working, I have to just fix it from there. But come a chance, because I just become Commodore and I didn't have the report, so I couldn't really know what all was going on around here until today. But now that I know, I can start working on it, eh? That's English.
Okay, good. Thank you. That makes some sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure the general Bahamas appreciate that breakdown. Also, too, if indeed the Government House is under construction,
mm-hmm.
isn't now, or it may even be too late, you can rebuild a house and still build it with flaws. I hope somebody now can use this opportunity, as it is a construction site, to make whatever changes need to happen.
There is an article that you could Google online. It's entitled The King Must Act. I invite people to go Google it and read it. It's written by some guy. His name is Levin Miller. And see what it says. There's somebody that's messaging me. Let me tell you the best way to get in contact with me. It's always, don't call the text line. You can find me on Facebook. LeyVon. And Chef, you could tell them. I answer my own Facebook here. Miller. And I answer everybody that messages me there. So just message me on Facebook. I'll get back to you. Let me read a couple of these text messages, Chef, so that they don't kill me, all right? This one here says, wow, this is a lot. Yeah, to shoot him is too harsh. You give them an opportunity to surrender. Even disturbed people can recognize danger. I don't see any of them trying to run in front of 16-wheelers. I watched the video of a soldier guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier. He aimed his rifle at the intruder and warned the intruder in very loud voice. I saw him do it twice. He never shot his rifle. And that's what should have happened. What should have happened should have been riflemen should have run, in his direction, right, screaming, "Halt! Halt!" And if he, for any reason, turns in your direction, if he, for any reason, turns in your direction with deadly force, you engage him. That is the training.
Okay.
Because the instant between when deadly force is used is milliseconds. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say, remember now, there's a six-step phase to the use of force continuum, right? So there's one, officer presence, two, verbal command, three, hand gestures, four, unarmed hand-to-hand combat. All of them would have been ruled out in this instance because the man had a weapon. All right? So five should be non-lethal
force. If you'd like to make a call.
What's happening here? Chef, are you still with me? Did we lose Chef? Get him back on the line for me, please. So five should be non-lethal force. But at that range, with a projectile in his hand, there's really no way for me to use non-lethal force unless I had a taser that could reach that range. Outside of that, I have one other choice. It's lethal force. And because they only teach us to shoot upper body mass, I possibly would have shot him upper body mass. All right? This here says, this ain't complicated, Levin. I never been in the military. And the one thing I know is four men using line of sight cannot guard that compound. It's literally impossible. What they've been counting on all these years is the good behavior of Bahamians. The only thing the Commodore didn't say was, why y'all can't behave because I only got four men. You may be correct. And I could tell you that Government's House Detail was never a four-man operation. Ever. Not ever once in my entire career. This here says, hi, Mr. Miller. Good show. To destroy public property and take your anger out on others is wrong, whether living or dead. Then all the drama and no defense force or security heard, saw, or stopped the man. So they ought to be relieved and changed to better trained and vigilant officers. Let's get this country right. Where am I? Let's get this country right. Next, National Heroes Day. Have an official museum, park, location, and events going on to acknowledge, celebrate, and empower who are our true Bahamian heroes. And let's see if you could actually put some, I almost cuss, real heroes on the list. Not your laddie and your cousin, them and thing, all right? Mello, Mello, our people and military too passive, reactive, and need to be proactive. Chef, are you back with me?
Yeah.
Chef, we got 30 seconds. What you want to say before we go?
Hey, listen, all I want to say is, you know, I have to say, as a Bahamian, as somebody who's huge into culture and history and everything else, I have to say, even though it was so wrong, and there's so many people that will be held accountable, I'm glad that we have damaged the statue and not the loss of the life of that young man. Sorry to tell you, but that's what I believe.
All right, Chef, I appreciate you very much, man. Thank you for coming in.
For sure, 110%. I wouldn't be nowhere else on a Wednesday.
All right, I maintain they should have shot him. That is how you answer, the institution answers when it is met with force. It responds with force. That's never a neat thing to say, but it happens to be the truth. This one says, Miller, your guest is awesome. His contributions speak exactly how I feel. Another one says, Miller, you are spot on this morning. Anyway, I'm flat out of time. That's my time. Thank you so much for joining me. Esther Brown, welcome home. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news and smart talk. They've got the news. That's now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.